Happy Thursday, May 25th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 22, verse 24, and it reads, "A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest." Let's just reset the table here, if you will. We're still in the Passover meal. Jesus has told them about the bread and the wine representing his body and blood, a new covenant. He then tells them that one among them is going to betray him. They even question among themselves who it is that will betray him. Then we come to verse 24. How quickly our minds shift from concern for others to concern for self. None is righteous, no, not one. Little Romans 3:10, anyone? Not just concern for others to self, but concern for God to self. Because Jesus has already clearly identified himself as the Messiah, and these men here believe that. Remember Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus has already clearly identified himself as God. John chapter 10, verse 30, "I and the Father are one." You know, we have to be aware of this propensity for self-service, if you will, this pride and self-idolatry that we all carry. As ridiculous as this discussion among the disciples seems to us now, reading about it in light of the seriousness of their situation, we are all the disciples if we're honest with ourselves. And this is part of the beauty in God's word, in Christ choosing those whom he chose. Because he chose us, he chose the sinners, you know, the idiots, the simple, the common folk. And we can all see ourselves in the disciples. You know, the rashness of Peter, the doubt of Thomas, but also, hopefully, the adoration of John, and at times even the seriousness of Paul. And that is why all of Scripture, as Paul writes when he writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all of Scripture is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for the training in righteousness. And if we aren't careful, if we allow our gaze to come off Christ for a moment, this is us, sitting in the presence of our King, the seriousness of life and death, and we're worried about our own personal recognition.
If they knew this was truly the last meal they'd have with Jesus, maybe they would not have argued about who would be greatest in the kingdom. But Jesus telling them that one of them would betray him likely got them comparing themselves with one another. What if someone told you that among 11 of your friends and yourself that one was not a true follower? Is arguing about it among one another going to bring everyone closer together in Christ or drive a wedge because of our judgments? And I wonder what the disciples even based their argument on. Jesus desired that they be one as he and the Father are one, and that they love and serve one another as he demonstrated. It's really sad that a dispute even broke out over who was the greatest on his last night with them. After all, he taught them. While they were being self-righteous and arguing over who would be greatest, Jesus still had love and compassion on them. That is us and our sins too. Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 86, verse 11. "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 25, verse 27. "It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him." God bless.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.